Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We're on digital, FM, Sirius Satellite Radio, and of course we are online at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Rachel Martin.
And I am Mike Pesca, coming up, saving a TV show from cancellation, even though it hasn't been on the air yet and therefore can't be canceled, at least how I do the math. But first, let's get the latest news headlines from the BPP's Mark Garrison.
This is NPR.
Thanks, Mike. Spain says it has 8 suspected terror cell members in jail. The group said to have helped Al-Qaeda. Police seized thousands in cash and bank records. The Algerian suspects said to have recruited terrorists. And administration on the verge of destruction because of American cows. South Korea's president is free-falling following uproar over plans to resume U.S. beef imports. It was banned nearly 5 years ago after a mad cow outbreak. Now the president's entire cabinet set to resign. Carolyn Gluck has more.
The cabinet move came as up to 1 million people plan to take part in massive nighttime rallies across the country to protest against the beef deal. The deal was meant to unblock a bilateral free trade accord with the US. But fears about public health have seen protest rallies growing in size in recent weeks, some turning violent. It's also seen public support for President Lee Myung-bak plummet to less than 20%. He's apologized for failing to consult widely. And in an attempt to ease public concerns, he sent a government delegation to the US, asking officials for assurances that they won't export beef from cattle over the age of 30 months.
Caroline Gluck reporting. In Montana, they're worried about a different cattle disease, brucellosis. It's a serious one, thought to be extinct in U.S. herds, but at least one Montana cow has it. That means ranchers there must now start expensive, widespread tests before they can ship cattle out of state. Now, it's hard for humans to catch it. Even eating meat of infected animals is not considered dangerous to humans. The risk is how the disease can devastate herds. Fear over salmonella-tainted tomatoes has several fast food outlets and supermarkets banning them. These are big names, including McDonald's, Burger King, Kroger, and more. Those and many others aren't going to serve them until the feds trace the outbreak. Raw plum, Roma, or round red tomatoes could be dangerous. Most people infected get fever and intestinal sickness for up to a week. Washing tainted tomatoes is not enough to kill bacteria. They need to be cooked for safety. Now, cherry and grape tomatoes and those sold with the vine attached are not believed to be infected. Apple's rolling out its new iPhone. It's cheaper and designed to be faster. Sarus Farivar has the story from San Francisco.
Apple CEO Steve Jobs dazzled the crowd yet again with his announcement of the new iPhone 3G. He pulled out one of the oldest business tricks in the book. He offered a better product for less.
At just $199, we think the iPhone 3G is going to be affordable to almost everyone.
The 3G in the name refers to the so-called third generation of mobile data access. That means that this new phone can get you online just about as fast as Wi-Fi from wherever you can get cell service.
Sarus Farivar reporting from San Francisco. That is the news for now. It's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.